how much was known in advance of what could happen to the space shuttle, and how all of that information was being hidden and suppressed within the organization, because the space shuttle was on such a huge amount of pressure to increase the number of flights, to fly cheaper, and then when they added on to all that, supporting the militarization of space through President Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, where the space shuttle was to become a test platform for space weaponry testing, it just broke the system. Yeah, I think it was a real watershed in terms of safety and disclosure, because everything came out having to do with the disaster, including the political pressure that was going on. Now, NASA didn't completely learn its lessons because they lost another shuttle, as you know, a few years later to an eerily similar situation where they knew ahead of time that they had problems and they didn't really do what they had to do to fix it. So finally, NASA got it together well enough so they were able to fly safely after that. But, of course, the shuttle was taken out of service. By that time, you know, it was a very obsolete instrument. But as a space science laboratory, it worked very well. And now we have the International Space Station, which I think is in the right direction, a effort among you know, the whole community of spacefaring nations. I think that was the right outcome. And I think all that happened during the shuttle era kind of contributed to getting there.